Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy with you here, noon hour, Trillville Thursday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now as Week 6 kicks off tonight. Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants. We'll get you some Raheem Morris audio as well as we're kind of getting updated on who is and isn't participating in practice right now for the Falcons. So we'll get there. Back into some college football in about 15 minutes as well. We've got 1-2-3 matchups this weekend where both teams are ranked. Some good rivalry games as well. So we'll get there, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Oh, the Red River rivalry is not ranked. Oh, Texas is out. Where's
the Red River?
I know the ESPN folks are out.
We could call it the Red River Shootout on this show.
I called it River Shootout. What did I say?
You said rivalry.
Oh damn! Oh, let me slap myself.
They're getting to you, Randy.
Ooh, let me slap myself. what was my movie with Mike Epps? Give me some powder. Let me slap myself.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. My bad.
I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Oh man, that's a big old blurt by Randy.
It's all right.
That won't happen again, man.
Like Timmy Tube Sock took over your body.
I know, man. That will never happen again,
one of those
right
body
there.
Snatcher but that's, type things.
They all start calling it that so much that sometimes. Can I ask you a different one?
Okay.
Because I hear this a lot, and I don't know if it's because that's what coaches actually call it and media people call it, but like the 20-yard line and in on offense when you in football.
Yes.
The red zone.
Right? Yes.
But then I hear a lot of people call it the red area.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't call it no damn red area.
You call it the red zone?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Because it almost feels like with people that played, it almost feels like it's 50-50. Like some people say red zone, some people say red area.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like, do I sound like not a ball knower if I'm saying red zone?
That right there, where did that come from?
I don't know.
You don't know ball.
Or you are a ball knower.
Go kick rocks.
I don't know. It's very popular.
Somebody said that you don't know. No, what the guy said? We were talking Florida Panthers or something. I don't remember what I said. The dude said, Randy, you don't know puck. I was like, why don't you just go straight to hell?
No, they didn't. Somebody said that to you?
Yes, yes.
On Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Outrageous.
I'm like, why don't you go straight to hell?
First of all, nobody knows puck like my partner Randy McMichael.
But it was just
all
funny
right?
how he said it.
Second of
you
all,
don't know puck, bro.
Kick rocks.
I was like, go kick some damn rocks with your heels, damn dork. But
you don't
no
know puck.
Yeah, you know. But that's not what I'm saying. That whole you don't know ball, bro, is the lamest freaking thing, and it's always by some cornball that relates to dork tracks, like. You know, or dork stats.
Oh,
dork
we track. Got you.
Yeah, like people would have come, like when people would try to say, well, this so and so said this. I don't speak dork. All right? I don't speak dork. All right? I can see with my own two eyes that that's happening. That's true.
That's why I was so confused.
I don't
when
need
you called to. It the
yeah, I don't speak dork stats. Okay?
I
don't.
I always found the ball knower stuff funny because it's not like you're not good at playing basketball or playing football. It has nothing to do with your actual abilities, it has to do with like the breaking down of. I've never understood that.
Then there's the other thing that happens in the NBA sometimes, too, where, like, and I don't get it entirely, where you'll have people debating, and they'll be, like, great players in the league, and they'll be debating, is he, like, a great player or is he a hooper?
Like, oh, yes, that one right there,
what's
too.
What's a hoop?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What
oh
am I missing?
What is that? What, I tell you my favorite. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now,
oh
he's
my God.
A great player, but oh he's not God. Like a hooper.
He like no, KD's a hooper. What?
What?
Okay. He loves to play basketball. Okay.
I think they all do.
I think most they all do, right?
Least, most like, of the
whatever,
I've always took that to, like, are you questioning whether their ability from the NBA will transfer to a pickup game? That's how I've always kind of taken
let
that.
Let me tell you something. It would. They'd be just fine.
And we've all seen the videos of Scalabrine taking dudes to the hole.
Yeah, man.
Just because your ass get to stay on the coat at LA Fitness the whole day that you go run back and tell your wife, hey, babe, yeah, yeah, I was giving them business today, babe.
I'm a hooper.
I'm a hooper. I was out there hooping today. Get the hell out of here, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, get your cardio.
Yeah,
get your cardio.
But it's just so much, like, new sports lingo. Like, grinding tape. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I get it. And I understand, if you want to know, and one thing I would never say is that I know more football than somebody whoever played didn't play the game, because I don't ever use that as anything, because I won't ever say that, because that's not right.
You probably do.
That's not right for me to say that.
Well, I'll say it.
That's not right for me to say that. But I'm like, don't be trying to send me no clip that you done broke down. I don't care. I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
I'm sure
get that
you
do. The DMs a lot. Hey, Randy, what do you think about this right here? Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me. You sent it to me. Mm-hmm. You know.
You know what I get? I get people's podcasts, and I like them. I listen to them.
I know. I have no. And
send me your podcast. I'm happy to listen.
I do. I am, and I will. You
check
know
it
this.
Out.
You know this, but I'm the worst at that. I'm bad at two things: answering DMs.
Yeah.
And then remembering to like if somebody sends us something, remember to check it out. And I'm like, yeah, I got. And I will always. It always. I don't do it on purpose, but it does slip my mind. But yeah. I get a lot of those, you know, especially Dolphin people.
Like, that makes sense.
It's a whole lot of Dolphin podcasts. My biggest thing
is now they see that you're doing radio
but I
and
can
stuff.
Do, but the thing about it is that I'll do it. I have no problem doing it. But why y'all want to see my face? You know what I mean? Like, hey, you got Zoom? Or, like, we could do a
well, something. That's your whole thing here.
You know what I mean?
What
like,
they wanted to put the
like,
cameras
I
on.
I can't just talk to you. I got to, like, you got to see my face? That's my only thing.
And people want to see your face, man.
I know. I mean, I get it. But
you
yeah,
got a decent face, Randy.
I think that's
sorry.
The only thing. Oh,
you know,
Eric Spoelstra
some people
has
are
been,
ugly. Some people aren't.
Eric Spoelstra. Oh, we kind of knew that, right?
What?
He's the new head coach of the men's national team.
He likes a cross-arm
He's
pose.
He's a very cross-arm guy.
He's a big cross-arm
yes.
poser.
Yes.
All right, let's get to a very belated NFL no-huddle here.
There's nothing to talk about in here.
I don't even know what that sentence meant that Abe just said to me. What did you say? VTube?
I said I want VTuber Randy McMichael on podcast. It's when you pick like a character.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a Bitmoji or something?
But it's like I watch a character of a peanut play video games.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, Andy. Yes, he
dump that.
Does.
Don't let
yes,
him know Abe's yes, trying to find a girlfriend.
I stand by it.
Don't
Peanut.
Let the Atlanta metro and area know
dude,
that.
Will you stop?
Burp
turn,
Peanut
hey,
is
Bo,
funny.
Bo, turn his damn mic off, all right? Because you're starting to embarrass us now, all right? Because I've had too many people. I'm a married man who everybody knows don't go nowhere. And they're sitting here telling me the streets, hey, Randy, y'all got to take Abe out. Why?
Why? He just wants to stay home and watch a Peanut
he
play
wants
video
to, he,
games.
That right there. He wants to watch Peanuts.
He's fine.
Damn, Abe. Alan told me to say, Alan told me to tell that dude to shut the puck up next time.
The puck up.
Okay.
Randy's a puck knower.
Oh, my God. Dang it, Abe.
All right. Here's Raheem Morris.
Do you play Fortnite still?
Let's get back on track here.
All right.
Back on track.
I never played Fortnite.
Okay.
I play Escape from Tarkov.
Oh boy, my granddad's favorite line. You wonder why?
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I know why.
Yeah,
I know exactly why, and I love him for it.
All right,
here's Raheem Morris talking about
God
some of the guys that are dealing with injuries.
Yeah, well, Mooney. Okay, so Mooney, we'll get more information as the week goes. Same thing was Hodge letting those guys go. Obviously, Mooney came out of that game. Our last one had the bye week. Obviously, we'll get more information on him when we start practicing and some of those different things. But and the same with Hodge. Hodge will be doing some things with us, you know, in practice. But we'll get a better feel for those guys as we move towards the week.
Well, Casey Washington's back, right? He should be back, right?
Should be.
He should be back.
Should be.
Yeah, this, Mooney. It's gone. It might be a struggle this year for Mooney because of the fact he came in injured.
Missed all of training camp.
Then you're injured in season. It's always hard to bounce back from those type of things. And it just seemed like something. It just
So he misses that month and a half of work. And then the first couple games.
Yes.
And then comes back and tries to go full speed. And unsurprisingly, immediately hurts his hamstring.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now he's dealing with that. He's not practicing today.
No.
And at a certain point, because even when he was out there, like, it looked rough. Like, he was not.
He looked better last game.
He looked better last game. But even still, had, like, one catch for 15 or something like that. And he had a drop. So it did look better. But, like, I just wonder at a certain point, like, you know, you need that threat.
Yeah.
You'd like to have that. Because he's that deep threat that. Other guys, I mean, Ray kind of, but Ray's kind of looked a little rough to start the season, too.
Yeah. That's why 12 needs to be the base, because you can let Kyle do those things.
Yeah.
You can let Kyle work the slots and all those things. And obviously, we've seen what Drake London can do in there. But, it just might be a struggle.
I wonder if they at some point consider trying to add somebody.
Maybe. You know? I mean, another guy that can do moody things, you know, and being day-to-day today kind of, you know, I'll wait till Friday, to see
it's
how
just
he
hard.
Is.
They're coming off a bye.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing about
it. Like, to be day to day, with an extra day, and a bye,
That's tough. It's like a 2-week type thing,
right? Yeah. Right, exactly. Tyson Campbell, Georgia Bulldog, and also now former Jaguars cornerback, traded to the Browns for cornerback Greg Newsome. Kind of interesting in season position for position trade.
It looks like. It sounds like Greg Newsome was up for a new deal.
Oh, okay.
Well, and Tyson already got a deal with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I think Greg Newsome's a better player than Tyson. I'm not saying Tyson's a bummer or anything. I just think Greg's better.
But he had a couple tough moments on Sunday.
So maybe Greg's contract might be a little bigger. He's in last year of his deal. But, I did see that trade early this morning.
Speaking of trades – probably the biggest one of the week or most surprising or whatever. It involves a quarterback. Here's Zach Taylor talking about Joe Flacco.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play, too. So excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week. So he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed. So feel really good about where he's at.
We were doing this off the air yesterday, though. Like, the coaching staffs do have history, right? So familiarity with the Browns folks, and then Zach Taylor, so he knows the offense a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. He's better than Jake Brown.
I think that's all you can say.
Yeah.
He already going to be out there looking stank with a number 16. Now, I don't care. No, I say 16 is a stanking number.
Just in general?
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. Joe Montana?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's
Kirby?
I told him that.
Wow. The disrespect.
Yes, I told him, hey guys, we got a NFL quadruple header here on 99 The Game. We have a quadruple header this coming up this Sunday on Sports Radio 99, starting at 9:15 with the Broncos and Jets over London, followed by the Cowboys and Panthers, and then the Titans and the Raiders, followed by Sunday Night Football where the Lions are at the Chiefs. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. This Sunday, all day Sunday on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Len Dawson?
Ew.
Jim Plunkett?
Ew.
Ken Stabler?
Yes.
I just Googled 16. The other ones I knew, but that was, I Googled these.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back.
Ugly.
We'll get back into some college football conversation. Ohio State, Illinois, Alabama, Missouri, Indiana, Oregon, obviously Georgia, Auburn. Lots of good matchups on Saturday for us to break down. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. We're about 15 minutes away from the back page, but probably more like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we spend the first couple minutes of that segment kind of goofing off. You never know what we'll say. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Back into some college football conversation in just a few minutes as well.
We're just talking because you just come up on some random stuff and you're trying to kill time watching the show. I was watching the show on Netflix. And Greg Clarkson, isn't it? Every time I see Greg in one of these shows, I'm like, I know that guy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's always so exciting.
It's always so exciting when I get to see Greg. I'm like,
he was
there's
in a
Greg.
Sprite commercial.
Yeah, every time I see he was in a couple.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff. But yeah, he was in this one episode. He's the butler. And it's just like so funny. I'm like, that's great. That sounds like Greg. Mannerisms just like Greg.
But cleaning stuff.
But cleaning stuff. Yeah, man. So yeah, it's always funny to see.
Was he
him.
A believable butler?
Yes, he was. Very much so. Mr. and Mrs. and all those and does not want to be disturbed.
Okay.
Let me show you to your room.
Do you think he's like a method actor? Like what when he's playing sometimes like certain people, famously Jim Carrey when he was playing Andy Kaufman. Was just Andy Kaufman
who the hell
for like
that,
a year.
Who was Andy Kaufman?
Man in the Moon, the movie?
I understand that.
All right, okay. Bad example.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis, when he plays characters
who's
in
that?
Movies. All right, man, come on. How can you be the movie guy?
I'm talking about Daniel Day-Lewis. Nobody said Randy's a movie guy.
You watch everything.
I watch everything. I don't remember. I don't be knowing no names. It'd be the funny, whenever you're not here, whenever I get to work after you, or before you. Whenever I get here before you, uh-huh. I have to sit there with Abe,
today.
And Abe starts telling me, and it's very rare that I get here before you.
Right.
But when I do, the times, or when you're out, first thing Abe, he don't say, hey, he don't say nothing. He just talks movies. And he be naming off these damn actors and actresses. I'm like, who the hell is that? And then I have to Google the movie. Oh, I know who that is. There's nobody here worse than names than me.
All right, so no names.
Okay.
But when an actor plays a character,
yes.
He'll just be that person.
Yes, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think Greg's like that?
Well, we see Greg. Whenever we do, we don't get to see him and Sam nearly enough. But I usually get to, because I'm always in the car that morning, so I usually get to listen to them.
Do you think Greg's house is super clean right now because he was getting in character?
Well, I mean... I don't know.
Thank you for finally coming along with the joke. God.
I don't know.
I was just trying to make a butler joke, Randy.
Oh, okay. My bad. But I'll be hollering out names. I'll be like, what the hell is that person? Like, if it ain't Al Pacino in them.
You say a lot of names that I don't know also. Yeah, and I just am
Al Pacino, if it ain't Al in them.
There's a lot of like 80s R&B references you make, and yeah. I'm just like, yep.
I be thinking you be knowing though.
No. Yeah. It's better if I pretend and keep the momentum going than if I'm
like
you.
Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, like yeah. if I, yeah, well, exactly. Like the last 3 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know. Who's the most famous butler? Who's your favorite butler?
Jeffrey.
Ron?
Or Joffrey. Is it Jeffrey or Joffrey?
Jeffrey.
Shouldn't it have been Joffrey? You know, isn't that more of a British butler's name?
Yeah, it kind of is. Jeffrey's my favorite butler, too.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah. Is Mr. Belvedere
Jimmy?
A butler?
I also enjoy Jimmy. Butler.
Alfred.
Yeah, Jeeves. Obviously. My bad, because obviously that's Bo's favorite one. Jeeves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who the hell is Jeeves?
Jeeves. Ask Jeeves. Remember pre-Google. He used to not Google stuff. He used to ask Jeeves.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Yeah, I don't think I ever did that one. But yeah, I'm going Jeffrey.
There was the robot one in the Jetsons.
Oh, yeah. Nancy?
Susie?
Mm, close. We're getting there.
Oh, man.
Judy was his wife, right?
Yeah. son, Errol, Jane, his wife.
Jane, his wife. Jane, his wife. Judy was his
Rosie.
Daughter. Rosie.
Rosie. Rosie. Okay. And then Alice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have as many butlers these days.
They never had any black folks. Did they ever have black folks on Brady Bunch?
Not many.
Like,
not many.
Which show had more black folks? The Brady Bunch or the Andy Griffith Show?
I don't know. Black and white.
Yeah, it was black and white. Grandma loved that damn Andy. My grandma loved that damn Andy Griffith.
We've been watching Full House back. I know I've mentioned that a couple different times.
There was two.
What?
Black folks.
On Full House?
That little girl.
That haven't happened yet.
That little girl that was Michelle's friend in like kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got to Michelle being kindergarten. Because we're like four seasons in, and I'm like, they live in the Bay Area. Yeah. There are black people in the Bay
Area.
Not
in the Bay Area they live in.
Yeah, I guess
they live in. Yeah, they live in that damn brownstone townhouse that Dana Tenning them had.
Yeah, I guess they're not going to Oakland that much. Are they? All right, anyway, let's get to some college football corner here. No? All right. All right. So we already did a little bit of Georgia Auburn. We'll do more later and obviously a lot tomorrow. We'll go in order here.
Okay.
Ohio State, Illinois.
I think, you know, the game's in Champaign. It's a noon kickoff.
Noon, yeah, those are both advantages for Illinois.
Yeah, those are advantages for them. I don't know what to think of Illinois. I mean, a nice bounce back win, but how they got thrashed by Indiana.
Yeah.
And I think Ohio State's better than Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, just because of the atmosphere, the new – like, I need to go see Ohio State go kick their ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because this is one of them games that they need their two-touchdown favorite. But the biggest thing with Illinois is if they can establish a run, they can stay in this game.
Yeah, and I think that, you know.
And Altmyer can't turn the
strength
turn the ball
of Ohio State's defense, which is maybe the greatest strength of any defense in the country, is their secondary.
Yes.
So you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to run it against them. And that's also what Illinois likes to do. If Ohio State does go in there and kick their ass, and so you have the two of those on your schedule or on your record, like, all right. We're kind of good on Illinois at that point.
Yeah.
Now, conversely, if they go out there and play well, because obviously they got embarrassed against Indiana, they've looked good since they beat USC.
Yes.
Put up a ton of points last week. Illinois needs to play well in this game to kind of validate some of the preseason.
Yeah, because they were like all the way up there.
They were in the top 10.
But I think, if that's the case, they got to do that. Sand, he's got to continue to get better. Mm-hmm. Altmyer can't turn the ball over because of everything you said about their secondary.
Alabama, Missouri, also at noon.
I heard somebody say that this morning that this would not be an upset if Missouri wins.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. But
do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
You think it would be?
Yeah, I think it'd be upset if Missouri again, just like the last game we talked about.
But not like a huge upset.
I don't think, but.
3-point spread. Missouri's undefeated.
They're at home at another noon kickoff. Yeah. You know, I just think that Alabama is playing so well. The biggest thing between what they did against Georgia is that Missouri can rush the passer.
They can.
Missouri can get after the passer. And so if they can keep, Ty Simpson, if they can keep him clean like they did against Georgia, they should win this fairly handily.
They also, Missouri runs the ball.
And they got the best running back obviously in the SEC right now. If you look at
Hardy's
statistics.
Hardy's fantastic.
Yes.
Prabula can run too. So they've got.
And he is, like, I want to see, because what's their best win is with South Carolina? I think it is.
Thus far?
Yeah, I think their best win is against South Carolina, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, which is not a bad win or anything like
you're
that.
Right, you're right about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's their best win of the year. Well, you look at the thing about they're going Alabama on the road, coming off of two emotional weeks, the Georgia game, obviously last weekend against Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. You know Kalen better than I do. Does he keep his team up? This is when, you know, the leadership of the coach, but also the leadership of your locker room. Like, well, all right, just, let's start going. Because remember when Georgia last time went to Missouri, went there playing around mm-hmm. and almost lost both of them damn games.
Well, I think the answer is yes with Kalen DeBoer because his teams always win.
Yeah.
They win every game. Not every game, but they win, you know. His career record's like 108, you know. Like, he never loses. So
but this is what I'm saying. Like, this is a different.
But he's also never coached in the SEC.
Yeah, but that's a different type deal right there.
By the way, just prayers for South Carolina, by the way, because their schedule is outrageous.
Yes, it is.
They play 5 of the top 11 teams in their next 5 starting, games.
They got to go to Death Valley this weekend.
So
LSU coming off of a bye.
Yeah.
Tough loss they just had and everything like that. South Carolina just ain't been clicking. It ain't been the same since Lenoris got knocked out early in that game. They just have not found their rhythm or anything like that. But, I mean, you just think about all the – the hype and expectations for them this year, and it got knocked out of
them. Yeah, it's too bad because, I don't know, I always kind of enjoy when they have it rolling like they did at the end of the year last year. Indiana at Oregon, number 7 versus number 3 on game day. What's more surprising, if I would have told you 5 years ago, Indiana and Oregon play a matchup in mid-October where they're both ranked in the top 7, or it's a conference game?
It's a conference game.
That would be more surprising.
I'm still surprised, and it's still, I have to think for a second that Oregon, USC, Washington, UCLA are all in the Big Ten still.
Just Michigan, USC play just a conference game.
Yes,
on
it's just still weird. It's still weird
because it's stupid.
It's weird. It sucks and it's stupid. Still should be the Power Five conference.
Thank you, Randy.
Yes. I could have believed Indiana was ranked, but it would have been like 24. Right. They had just debuted at 24. Is that the quick in, quick out sort of thing?
Exactly. To be 7th in the country, 5 games
both
into the year.
Of these teams got some bad dudes playing quarterback.
I heard, I think it was Pete Thamel this morning, that said he was told by an NFL scout that this could be the number 1 and number 2 quarterbacks picked in the NFL draft.
Dante Moore's eligible?
And Mendoza. Yeah, his third season.
That's his third season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he played his freshman year at UCLA, redshirted last year at Oregon, so he's in his third year. Just kind of the way things are going right now.
Oh.
That these could be the top 2 quarterbacks selected in next year's NFL draft.
Benson. We're talking about Butler's Benson. And then, there was a black guy on Full House. He had punched Danny Tanner in the gut. Remember when Danny Tanner was, because he was a sports guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was
He was a boxer.
He was doing a live broadcast with the boxer, That's right.
I do remember that episode.
Yes.
So the one black guy they had on the show in the first 4 seasons was a professional athlete.
And he had to hit the guy.
Come on, Paul. Yeah, and he had to commit.
Yeah, whatever, man. Hey, guys, Sports Talk with the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. The NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch local games every Sunday. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
You know the other thing about Full House that I didn't realize when I was a kid? Jesse and the Rippers, awful.
Yes, they stopped.
Just terrible.
You remember that
music.
Song he made about Michelle?
Michelle's embarrassing.
God, that song. That song so bad.
Yeah, agreed. Spoiler alert. All right, we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danger!
Sing it. Been so long.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is week 6 in the NFL kicks off tonight. Talk some Falcons as well as they are back at practice today, getting ready for the Bills on Monday night, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of talking Falcons, Smokin' Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well as he always does on Thursdays for his weekly visit. Find out what he learned out there at practice. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Bo sent this to us the other day. I forgot the verses, Cash Money versus No Limit.
Oh, yeah. I must have got that at the absolute wrong time because I'm very interested in that.
I'm interested.
Oh, it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm interested because I want to know, like, are they just going to play DJs or are the actual members going to be there?
You would think that some of the guys would be there. Yeah. I just don't know who
like,
it's
going to
be.
Hold on.
I know not all of them could be
What's the name of beefing? Juvenile and BG ain't getting along with Juvenile and Turk.
Oh, something about right? Some money. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like.
Well, just have the ones that are on good terms.
We should Lil Wang going to be there?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably.
I know who's gonna be there. Manny Fresh gonna be there.
Well, you know Mystical's not.
Huh?
You know Mystical's not.
Yeah, Mystical. Mystical ain't in Angola. Yeah,
and I know that this would probably not happen because I was thinking about this. You know, with no Mystical, like Cash Money should probably run away with this.
You crazy.
With you can still use his music.
And Wayne.
Though.
But you know Snoop's not with No Limit.
Man, you crazy. Bo, you crazy. But pre Mystical, No Limit. Come on now.
I'm all about body, No Limit,
body.
Bro. Yeah.
Body. Well, you don't want No Limit. So.
But that was really only like two or three albums.
You're
like,
crazy.
Cash Money does have a pretty deep
So wait, you think
catalog.
No Limit wins?
Oh, man.
That's who I would be rooting for.
I'd be rooting for No Limit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a No Limit soldier the day I die.
But Snoop was with No Limit for a hot minute.
Briefly.
Yeah,
a cup of coffee.
Believe it. I'm bought it.
Okay.
And ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that to happen so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have C-Murder, obviously, because C-Murder locked up.
Right.
But, I mean,
right.
C-Murder
some people
up,
that can't be there. Yeah.
Can we get him a slip? Like, get him out for like a
Like Mia X? Is Mia X gonna go?
Zoom them in. Like have a video call.
There we go.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if they get Mia X though, because then nobody close out a song like Mia, dog.
No, not at all.
Mia used to come at don't get me started up in here.
Cash Money had Cardi at one point.
Cardi who?
B, didn't they?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, because that's the thing about them is like they've still been making like they're still a record label.
Yeah.
Like they still have artists.
They have a rock band. Like
when's the last time No Limit
Uncle Cracker or something like that?
Seriously?
Uncle Cracker?
It's one of those.
Cash Money
they have a rock band. Yeah.
You know what would set the whole thing off and make everybody turn it off, though? They had a one-on-one rap battle between Silk and Birdman. That's just a freestyle between Silk and Birdman.
That'd be a tough watch.
That'd be a tough watch, but
they should do that for comedy.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I really, really hope that happens, and I would absolutely watch it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. They'd have to like time cap it. It would have to be between like 1990 something and 2000 something or whatever. Like a 5-year period.
Like Lil Wayne can't play Lollipop.
Exactly. Like you can't do all the Carter stuff.
Well, and like even Drake was with Cash Money.
Exactly. You can't do that. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking
then
about.
You couldn't use No Limit. Couldn't use Snoop with No Limit.
Why?
Well, he sung. That was a whole album.
That was the 90s.
So you're saying 90s? Is that what you said? Yeah. I think that was 90, probably 98,
like
99.
Early 2000s too, though, because you got to get some of that.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff in there.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
I think October 26th or something like that. It's the end of this month.
Great.
So let's go. This happened last night.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays
are going
to the American
so
League Championship Series, which starts on Sunday.
Sad, man.
That's Dave Sims. He used to be the Mariners play-by-play guy.
I saw that they were trolling him, the King of New York, in the locker room, which was so great.
They were. Not only were they playing New York in the locker room. So if you can picture the MLB Network or ESPN set, so you've got Jeter, A-Rod in studio with Poppy, who gets Vlad Jr. on the camera while he's having beers poured all over him. Oh, dude, and they give it to him.
Dale, the Yankee lose.
Oh, it gets better.
The Yankee lose.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's do it again. The Yankee lose.
Damn.
The Yankee lose.
But you don't take it personal.
One more.
You see the faces on Jeter and A-Rod?
Oh, I bet they were going through it.
Oh, my goodness. It was golden.
Oh, man. I did not see that.
You didn't either?
I didn't see that.
That's so funny.
Damn, Poppy.
David Ortiz is I mean, I don't even know what the second best part is. He's the best part of that broadcast.
He is too damn 100%. Funny.
It's
he's
so great. Funny.
He's so funny. Yeah.
You never know what he's going to say.
The second best, maybe Pedro. Pedro's great, too.
Yeah, Pedro's great, too.
But yeah, man, Poppy is freaking awesome as a broadcaster.
Yeah, God, that's funny. He was really into it. It's not like the Red Sox are doing great either. Didn't the Yankees knock the Red Sox out?
They did.
But whatever. Who cares? Enjoy their misery.
Yankee lose.
Very funny. Man, fantastic. The Phillies haven't been to the World Series since they won it in 93.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
My bad.
No, the Phillies won it very recently.
My bad. The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays won back-to-back, 92-93. Haven't been to the World Series since then.
And they haven't been to an ALCS in like 10 years or
something like that.
So Tigers won, unfortunately. So unfortunately for you, Andy, so Josh Hagedorn was giving me crap the other day when I said I'd be rooting for the Mariners. So maybe y'all can duke it out there. That one's 2-2.
Did you see the other night when Cal Raleigh hit the home run to the guy in the outfield in the Cal Raleigh shirt?
It was freaking
awesome.
That
was pretty cool.
It was freaking awesome. How's your brother doing?
He's going through it.
Yeah,
I mean, you better believe he was texting me like crazy yesterday when the Mariners were up 3-0, giving me crap. And he was like, see, you should have never not been a fan and all this stuff. And then slowly but surely, it goes 3-0. Oh, it's 3-3. And I want the Mariners to win too. I'm not giving him a hard time.
Right.
They lose 9-3.
Yeah.
Blew a 3-0
lead.
Way
to go. Yeah. Hey, dog.
He was taking his victory lap too soon.
See, that's the problem with Ryan and folk like him. When your team ain't done nothing and when they get good and then they want to start talking trash,
Wait till the finish line.
So, Ryan, stop it.
Wait till the finish
stop
line.
Stop it.
Hey, but at least they get game 5 in Seattle. So that'll be fun.
What's the series?
2-2.
2-2.
Okay.
Yeah. Cubs won last night to salvage the game.
So.
Oh. Yeah. So. Game 5 and a best of 5, almost like game 7 or best of 7. Phillies beat the Dodgers to salvage a game 2. It's close, right?
Well,
the stakes aren't quite as high.
It was really funny because Tarek Skubal, the Tigers pitcher who's going to pitch in game 5, was like, this is what you live for in sports. Everybody's favorite words, game 5. And I was like, no,
it's not.
You should have said closeout game or something.
So he pitched 1-3 already, right?
The principality is the same-ish.
Did he pitch 3? I think he pitched 2.
Did he pitch 2?
I think he pitched 2.
Okay. I thought he pitched 1.
Because he pitched one of their – because they had to win their
wild card. Which one did Kyle knock – Kyle got him in the game 2, right? Or was it 1? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
So, Phillies beat the Dodgers, so make that one a 2-1. There are a couple games tonight. Speaking of winning stuff that's associated with the Dodgers, Freddie's aunt Carol actually got a rose last night. So, that means you just move on to the next show.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're automatically over.
She's on the Bachelorette.
The Golden Bachelor.
She's on the Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. Yeah. And that's for the older ones?
Yeah.
Great. So I guess Golden, Tara and I were having this discussion last night. Is Golden like 16 and above? Uh-huh. Golden Girls, Golden Bachelor. They even call each other Goldens on that show. Like, since I became a Golden,
won't we be offended by that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Golden people like gold.
So people do like gold.
So she got a rose. Nice.
Golden, I think, refers to 50. Usually,
absolutely, so. It does not. I am nowhere near being Golden. You take that and turn that some sideways. And
I always associated the older folks with silver. Because your hair goes silver, kind of, maybe? I don't know.
You can join the silver sneakers?
Silver. I don't know what that is, but yeah, I always thought of the old folks as silver hairs.
Really?
Or gray hairs.
Oh.
Blue hairs.
Like a silverback? Older, bigger gorilla?
That's a gorilla.
Yeah,
that's a gorilla.
Let him take on 100 humans, sure.
100 elderly humans.
Versus 100 silver humans?
So, your golden era starts when you're 50?
That's not good.
No.
You're right there.
I don't think that's I think that's confirmed.
That's not good.
Well, I think they probably came up with that term when people's you know, life expectancy wasn't exactly where it is now.
Yeah, 50 now.
I mean, like, Bo's going to blow right by that.
50 is the new 30.
No, it's not. It's 50. People get on my damn nerves nowadays. Well, you know, they say the 40 is new 20. No, the hell it ain't. It's the same 40.
Well, yeah, but life expectancy used to be 42, like when you were a Viking.
I don't think it's going that to much.
Valhalla.
Yeah, when you were waiting in line for Valhalla.
But you got to think about it. The
you were a ripe old age of 41 if you were a Viking.
But you got to think about it. How many damn battles were you in?
Exactly.
Probably one.
I'm saying.
So yeah, the expectancy of life is 42.
So that's what I'm saying. 40 is the new 20
you
for
are,
that.
You are the crazy wild. I was watching Game of Thrones yesterday, Bo, and I'm just thinking about these fools. They got the high ground on you, shooting bow and arrows with you with fire, and you just running with a damn axe.
Yeah.
Like what
not
is
even
it?
A shield.
Good luck.
Just, yeah.
They bobbing and weaving a little bit, but you might bob into an arrow.
You know, you're running out of, ah!
I wouldn't have lasted long in the medieval era.
There's no damn way.
Maybe
because
one
I couldn't deal with the smell.
The smell, you get a scratch, all of a sudden you have gangrene.
That's
how,
what, that's
or
how, give you some maggots
close by.
That's how Khaleesi's husband died.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Khal Drogo. Or
yeah,
whatever.
And the smell and
I think he was poisoned though by the old lady.
Yeah. The smell and that
constant sword fighting.
Y'all were talking about AI yesterday, Randy. So please tell me you've seen this one.
We're live over downtown where, yes, that is a chimpanzee on a Vespa, and he is moving fast. Two what units the? Right behind him and more coming up the ramp.
Unbelievable.
What?
He broke out of the Metro Zoo less than an hour ago, right?
And we're live.
What happened?
All right. So just Google it. Chimpanzee breaks out of zoo on Vespa. There's a video. It has been proven to be AI.
That's
it looks
what you
so
want me to Google,
freaking
huh?
hilarious. Chimpanzee on Vespa. Oh, it's great. Like it. Like AI is getting pretty good because so this looks real at first
did they,
glance.
Did they get people or that was just a joke?
It was a joke. Like, I don't know why they made this, but chimpanzees are.
Now look at that damn monkey.
I'm telling you.
On it
that is, that's pretty realistic.
He's even looking over his shoulder at the cops.
Hold on, dog.
Bro.
Nobody could. No, there's nobody believe that.
I don't know. Chimpanzees are pretty smart.
Bo Johnson. No, Clifton Johnson.
Check this out.
Come
this
on,
next
man.
One. Look.
I bet a chimpanzee could ride a Vespa. Don't you think?
You know no. what other kind of monkey is smart? Macaque monkey.
A what kind?
They're in Bang.
What?
They're in Bangkok. It's spelled Macaque. Macaque.
That sounds like Borat.
A monkey. And the monkey. A monkey named Caesar because he was so intelligent that they named him after the Planet of the Apes movie series.
Yeah.
Was the mastermind behind a lab escape in Bangkok. Surveillance video shows this Caesar had been studying the scientists. He listened to doors opening and closing, counted the staff leaving, and memorized the 30-minute window where security was not there and escaped from a lab.
Wow.
Telling you.
Does he have, did they inject him with
this
stuff?
That's what I was about to say. Is he like contagious or something?
All we have is pictures and surveillance videos.
They don't even know where he is.
They don't tell me what happened if they
Where's
caught
he at? Did they
Caesar.
Catch him?
I'm assuming so.
Probably in Southwest Atlanta.
Chilling.
That's where everybody
That's where
been.
Everybody gets caught.
All the escape
when the, time came, Caesar lunged at a researcher he had charmed for months.
He right? charmed,
he
the,
charmed
researcher.
The researcher?
Snatched the keys and freed the other monkeys within minutes. Cages were open and dozens of monkeys
Hell
were
yeah.
sprinting into the nearby jungle.
Hell
can't
yeah.
Make
oh,
this
damn.
Stuff
they,
up.
Got there, they got there in the river. Yeah,
They're
I
gone.
Saw. I saw old boy in escape from jail in Louisiana. His ass on got
caught. Did you see the
far.
New updates as to why he got caught?
They say he was fighting with his girl.
Out loud, and the neighbors called the cops
what
not
the
knowing
is,
it was him.
You
Come on, man.
Dummy.
All he had to do was be quiet.
That's all you had to do was shh.
Because eventually they'd stop looking.
No, he a dumb murderer.
Oh, really? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, dog. Like, the funny one is people say, man, why was he in Atlanta? Where else he going to go, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's a jewel thief. He doesn't have millions of dollars.
God, nobody. Got the
That's so the same guy that robbed Cam Jordan's house because he just got caught
I
in
just
Atlanta,
saw,
too.
I didn't know Cam lived in Atlanta.
Now, Cam Jordan's house is in New Orleans.
Just the Atlanta backfield.
They got caught in Atlanta.
Caught
That's why I was saying that chimpanzee probably was in Atlanta, too.
So they were broke. So a Falcon – I ain't going to say no Falcon fan. So guys from Atlanta –
We don't know that.
They got caught in Atlanta. They ain't from Atlanta.
No.
Okay. Making sure.
They wanted to hide out here.
Okay. Well, I mean, why do y'all want to hide in Atlanta?
It's fun here.
Lots of people,
as we see.
You like hiding out in Atlanta. That's your favorite thing.
I don't hide.
That's true. You just stay home.
I just stay home.
You're not hiding from anybody. speaking of smart monkeys and all that, Bo, Jane Goodall, RIP. You got to love Jane Goodall, right? I assume.
What does she do again? When does she die?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Coming up next, the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.